The young missionary sat in despair as the sea rolled gently past the ship around him. All his years of schooling and preparation seemed a vain and dismal failure. Not only had he lacked success, but the disheartened preacher felt it probably would have been better if he had not even gone on the mission venture at all. He could not erase from his mind the images of those who had wrongly accused him, and the memory of the final confrontation as the territorial governor had disgraced him and sent him away. The young minister's associate had remained behind in an attempt to save the work they had begun. But depressed and also feeling like a failure, he too would soon return to their home base in England. Once back in London, the two rejected missionaries began attending services at a small local church. Under the powerful teaching of God's Word, the English minister and his associate recognized that all of their previous efforts had been done in their own strength. And though they had preached about the Lord was not in their preaching. Then one day, revival was born in their hearts. With a new zeal and determination, the preachers totally surrendered their lives to Jesus Christ and trusted Him alone to wash away their sins and begin to minister to others through them. But the revival did not stop with them. The two